Welcome, welcome, welcome on board the random ship for this, our 44th voyage. I am the captain on this weekly journey, Holt, and with me as always is my first mate and my brother, Alan.
What's cracking?
So for those of you who don't know, we take 25 to 30 minutes every single week, and we wander the waters of the weird, yes, the oceans of the obscure, the rivers of the random.
And if you make it to the end of the episode, you'll be rewarded with your weekly ship fact.
It was a rather somber week this week, Alan.
Oh? How come?
Well, not only did we have an election week in Canada.
An unnecessary election.
Why? Why is it unnecessary?
Because we're not due to have one until like next year or 2 years.
But you know, the rulers of the free world need the pat on the back. They need you to say you like them. That's how it works. But not only did we have an election, I had my birthday this week, which you know is always a sad day for me.
Your least favorite day of the year.
Older. Luckily not grayer yet, knock on wood. With my luck, that'll be next week. But my favorite stand-up comedian of all time died, Norm Macdonald.
Oh, well, you know what they say about bad things.
They happen in threes.
Science.
Science. But you didn't even know who Norm Macdonald was.
He's the McDonald's guy.
No, that's McDonald. He's MacDonald.
You're saying the same thing.
He's who they named the Big Mac after. You're not alone in not knowing who he is. Now, I will say, if you don't know who he is, check out his joke on about World War II. I know it sounds like, oh, it's good.
It's pretty funny. He sent it to me.
I did send it to you. You watched it 4 days after I sent it to you, but you did watch it.
I did not remember you sending it to me, but it turns out it was there.
My wife also didn't really know who Norm Macdonald was. She knew him, but didn't like know his stand-up or anything. So we celebrated my birthday on Saturday, and she made me this like nice tapas meal. And while she was cooking it, she overheard me on YouTube listening to Norm Macdonald jokes, and she kind of
giggling as you do.
Yeah, and she and she put the food prep kind of to the side, and she sat and watched with me for a bit. And that took place at around 6:30, and that rolled into, you know, YouTube. They always suggest new things to watch.
Of course.
That rolled into, oh, let's watch old SNL skits from, like, that time period with, like, Adam Sandler and David Spade and Chris Farley and, like, the van down by the river. Like, that kind of stuff. So we watched a bunch of that, and that eventually morphed into more recent SNL skits, and we landed on some Andy Samberg skits, which then morphed into my wife never having seen anything or even hearing about Lonely Island. We ended up listening to every single Lonely Island music video. And we didn't end up getting dinner until 9:30 because...
Happy birthday.
Because we watched every single video. She's like, they've done stuff with Rihanna and Michael Bolton and Akon and T-Pain. She's like, how did they get all these people?
They're good at their job.
Well, and then the funniest part was the videos she liked the most were the ones from, like, pre-SNL and pre-all the celebrities. Because she's like, you could just see they just had a love for what they were doing. And so she's watching them in, like, the crappy non-HD cameras that are all shaky and, like, terrible. And, like, Andy Samberg isn't even in them. He's, like, filming them. It's just his other two buddies. And she's like, look at them. They achieve their dreams. I'm like, yes, my uplifting wife. But that was my week, Alan, a week of sorrow. How was yours?
Equally as painful, but I'm not going to explain why.
Because you had to give up karaoke. I hear our aunts are worried about your safety in this time
they
of
are.
COVID.
They are, so I'm taking
at least
a
love
step
you.
Back. And
true. They love you.
True. It's better than them just being like, yeah, go to karaoke and get COVID and die.
Well, it's because you describe karaoke as, like, as many people as close to the mic as possible.
Well, that is what we do. We all put it in our mouths.
I do like, though, how where we live, there's not a COVID passport system. We have a restrictions exemption system. So now, yes. At least going forward, starting this week, you now know, hey, everyone here is vaccinated at least.
Or they're liars.
Or they're liars. Yeah. Probably liars.
Probably liars. I always assume the worst.
Speaking of liars, let's take a look at what has been happening in the news this week. Article number one this week, Alan, comes from a new contributor, the Liverpool Echo.
Echo.
Mum branded oversensitive after reaction to teacher's friendly banter.
I'm not surprised. Like, I've barely read the article and checks out.
Well, I feel like this lady sounds like someone that would have had an article written about her Bridezilla behaviors that we would have read a couple episodes ago. Like, it seems like she would be one of these people. Because the gist of the article is she went to pick up her daughter from school, and her daughter looked at her teacher and said, "Hey, it's time to go home." And the teacher said, "Yeah, this is the best part of my day." And the mom took offense to the fact that she would tell her daughter that not teaching her is the best part of her day. When if you can't joke around, why live? Like, I don't understand. But that's the entire extent of the article. And then it just talks about comments from the
Mom's forum. Net?
Yeah, MomNet, which is, I guess, a mother's forum.
Sounds awful.
Yes, it does sound terrible. So rather than continue to go through the article that just repeats comments, I actually went to mumnet.com or .com and I read the 9 pages of comments that were on this, and I picked
You're able to find the article itself or the post itself.
Yes, because there was a link in the thing. I just clicked the red onion underline thing. The red onion. I just clicked the red onion.
It's your favorite kind of onion.
It is. As learned last week, callback. Number 5, Alan. You really think teachers should pretend they want to be with their pupils 24/7? Your little cherub is not everyone's cherub.
Interesting use of the word cherub.
Yeah, the wording in that one was weird. That's why it's not harder. It's not higher. I would have said, you really think your teachers should pretend that they want to be with the kids 24/7? Just leave kids. I feel like this commenter is trying to pretend to be smart.
I think that everybody on Mum's Net is smart.
You could have said angel. Your little angel is not everyone's little angel, right?
True. Yeah, cherub's like a weirdly specific term to use.
Mm-hmm. I like how we've stopped judging this lady and now we are judging the commenters.
Hey, if our listeners do not know that we just judge everyone, then they have not listened to all 44 episodes.
Number 4. Bloody hell. I've been teaching 22 years. Can we not joke with these kids anymore? You can joke with the kids, just not with their parents. My French teacher in grade 6 literally had a day called Make Fun of Holt Day.
I also have that day.
Every day we record. But she literally did. But the trick was you had to make fun of me in French.
Oh.
And I love Madame Shepherd. Madame Shepherd was like one of my favorite teachers. She was like one of the first teachers I had a crush on. So,
nice.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. And I'm sure our parents wouldn't care. They probably would have given some of the insults.
Yeah, except they would have like written them down in English and handed them to other people to read.
Translate.
Say this about my kid. It's going to be hilarious.
Number 3, Alan, and this one is the first part, it's quoting her question. So her question was, I'm generally interested to know if I'm being oversensitive. And this person responds with, genuinely, you're being ridiculous. I like that one. It's short, it's to the point, you are being dumb. Done.
Yeah, can't argue with that.
Number 2, you are being stupid. Everyone looks forward to home time, including children who are at school.
Yeah,
once again, you're dumb.
Who doesn't want to be like just at home instead of at work?
Oh yeah, I love my job 90% of the time, but I still would rather be at home.
Yeah, exactly.
And the best comment I could find, Alan, is very, very English.
Okay, well then do the accent.
I literally have no idea how. Blimey, this poor teacher is in for a hell of a year. And then I'll just add, Govna. There we go. I added the last part.
That's unclear, but I'm glad you... specify.
Yeah, if we've learned anything, the British like the term hell, and they like adding colorful language that's not necessarily swears. Pupils and cherubs and bloody and blimey. Just impressive. The funny thing was, in the 9 pages, there was probably about a page worth of people who are like, I agree, that wasn't sensitive, but I think you're taking it too far. But people were actually like, you're right, it was insensitive. It's like, what? Come on! Speaking of insensitive, Alan, that brings us to article number 2 this week from the Mercury News. Mulu. Scientists are potty training cows in a bid to help save the planet.
This is why I'm not a scientist.
Well, I clicked on this because I thought it would be like a funny story. No, I learned so much about global warming. It essentially is saying that the scientists, because cattle farming causes the most greenhouse gases of any industry, they want to train these cattle to, rather than defecate in the open field, to go to a little stall and go there. And they did so successfully, but I found more interesting the reason. I didn't know that it was like why. I knew it was a bad industry in terms of pollution and greenhouse gases, but I didn't know why. I thought it had to do with like the production and like the butchering and stuff of cows, but it actually has to do with their poop.
Yeah, it's like, isn't it the methane from their poop?
Yeah, mixes with chemicals in the grass and causes my phone locked me out of the article. So
nitrous oxide.
Yeah, nitrous oxide. It's like, that's crazy to me. Cows are scary in more ways than one.
Oh, they've tried to kill me on numerous occasions.
They have. I've been in you know what's scary? I guess it's a type of cow. I was once in Texas in a field with a bunch of longhorns. Oh, those are freaky.
They're freaky.
They're so big and they have their ginormous, and they're not that slow. Like, you think they'd be slow because they're so big, but they are not that slow. Luckily I was with a farmer, and he just would, all he would have to do is like, he had a cymbal or something and he just hit it once and they'd all come running because they wanted to like see him and hope he had treats and stuff.
Oh, I wonder if that's how they got them to use the toilet.
That is exactly how they got them to use the toilet, Alan.
Oh, cows don't seem very smart.
It's like you read the article.
I didn't, actually.
Oh, yeah, but essentially what they did is they said it's not much different than training a young kid, is they basically gave them a treat every time they went into this pad that they had to go to the bathroom, and then if they pooped in the field, they said, we're going to play really bad sounds that'll make them... No, but the cows didn't care about the sounds. They just brushed them off. So then they just sprayed the cows with water, and the cows eventually learned, poop in the field, get sprayed with water, poop here, get a treat. And they, within 10 days, 11 of the 16 cows had figured it out. But if I took anything from this, I took the fact that my wife and I are good parents, because we potty trained our son without needing treats. He didn't need any treats.
Nice. He's better than a cow.
He's better than a cow. Yes.
I think my favorite line, which is just probably the semantics of it, is, I guess the scientist said he hoped that, quote, in a few years, all cows will go to a toilet, one singular toilet.
That's a dream that all mankind.
I wonder if that would help reduce pollution. If we only had one toilet.
Well, Alan, yesterday was the first day of fall, so we decided this week we should do an autumnal-themed random rank. Before we get too far into random rank, we did want to remind you, check us out on Instagram at randomshipthepodcast, or hit us up on email at randomshipthepodcast@gmail.com. Alan, like I said, first day of fall was yesterday, so let's count down our favorite things of the season. What is your number 3 favorite thing about fall, Alan? Or autumn?
Oh, well, this one, a couple of years ago, probably would have been higher, but with the rise of streaming shows and stuff. It's not as relevant, but it's new seasons of TV shows.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because if you're watching actual, like, broadcasted TV, that's when all the, like, you just got through the summer when there was nothing to watch, and now you have all of your TV shows as well as most of the good sports.
True, or you were stuck watching the crappy shows. They're like, this wasn't good enough for the fall, so let's see if it gets an audience in the summer, and then we'll decide.
Exactly. Or that cliffhanger that you had back in the spring, you're finally getting resolved. It's now resolved.
You can breathe again. That's a very good one, Alan. Very strong start.
Thank you.
My number three, Alan, is Blan. Quite frankly, you put, I guess, more thought into this than I did. My number three is the weather. I don't think there's anything more Canadian than talking about the weather.
True.
But I like it because it's finally in that temperature range that is my ideal temperature, which is like 15 to 20 degrees Celsius. Like, that is like nice. It's not too hot. Like 100 plus degrees Fahrenheit, 40 plus degrees Celsius, like you can get in the summer.
Yeah, it's not extreme.
No, but it's nice enough that I don't need to wear a jacket. I can wear like a sweater and some jeans and it's fine. Also, that weather leads to like hot drinks. I'm not True. Someone who can drink like iced coffee and all that stuff. So even if it's 40 degrees, my coffee is still hot. So this is just nice. This helps me not overheat. And the big thing for me, why I would pick this weather over spring weather, is spring in Canada, and I'm sure it's like this in any other snow-heavy nation, is just wet. It's just always wet.
Yeah, and it's not wet because it's raining a lot. It's wet because it's melting and then freezing and then snowing again.
And it's dirty. Because it's all dirty snow and it doesn't like just have one melt and then leave. It half melts and then snows again and then half melts and you end up soaking your shoes and or you think it's melted and you actually hit ice and then you end up in a puddle. Like, it's spring is not good in Canada until like 2 or 3 weeks before summer starts. Then it's like, okay, we're good. Like that long weekend at the end of May, that's kind of when spring starts and it goes until end of June. So you have like that 3 week window where it's not wet and not dirty and you can
scorching hot.
Not scorching hot. Yeah. So number three is the generic lovely sweater weather of fall, Alan. What is your number two favorite?
I actually have a question regarding the weather.
Okay.
If you'll be so kind.
I will indulge. Go.
How do you feel about needing to wear a sweater in the morning, but it being too hot for a sweater by the afternoon? Because I hate that.
I hate that and I avoid it. So I typically will just start my car in advance. I know, bad for global warming. Get my car heated
You're
up.
You're as bad as the cow.
I'm as bad as the cow. Get my car heated up. Jump in the car in a lot of times I wear a shirt and a blazer, but if I'm wearing a polo shirt to work kind of day, I'll jump in freezing in that polo and then just turn on the heat when I get to work because I have the thermostat in my office.
Oh, convenient.
Convenient. And then by the afternoon, I'm perfectly fine. So that's mine. I suck it up for the morning so that I can enjoy the afternoon. Because I'm always someone who would rather be... It's the same with sleeping. I sleep cold. I don't like sleeping hot. Mm. So being too hot to me is worse than being too cold. What is your number two?
My number two, and this is, I think, super cliche, but is the leaves. I love the whole transition period as you watch like the green leaves. Like a couple of them will slowly turn yellow and then brown and then the entire tree's brown. What once they've actually fallen and stuff, I don't know why, it's something that I've done since I was a kid, but like if there's a crunchy leaf on the ground that's getting stepped on, I can't stop myself.
I saw a video today of a tiny cat that was the size of leaves playing in leaves. It was very cute. I don't even like cats. I was gonna put this for the simple fact that like people literally go up to like the East Coast and go on weekend trips to see the leaves. So yeah, clearly it's a thing, but it wouldn't be genuine for me because I'm just like, okay, the leaves are changing color. Like, it's like, yeah, eh, I don't get it. Whatever. My number two is not controversial. It is football. The NFL is back.
Oh, nice.
The NFL is back. As Kenny Chesney said, the boys of fall. And yeah, I mean, some falls I look forward to more than others, right? Because the Bills are actually good. So I'm really looking forward to this fall. There are many falls where I've said, well, I got to waste my Sundays watching this crappy team, but not anymore.
Finally rewarded.
Finally. And I'm not one of these guys that can just sit and watch any football game or any hockey game or any baseball game. If I'm watching a sporting event, my team that I like is involved, or it's a championship.
It's basketball.
Or it's like a championship game or basketball. I love everybody in basketball. Anyway, I digress. Football is here. It's time to get excited, and the Bills are going to the Super Bowl, baby!
Fingers crossed.
Oh, they are crossed. And my toes.
Ooh, that sounds uncomfortable.
It makes walking difficult. That's actually why I can't get up from the couch. My wife's always like, can you come help me with this? The game is on, and my toes are crossed. You know I cannot get up.
You know I physically can't walk right
I
now.
I physically can't walk. If I uncross my toes, the Bills will lose.
And then it'll be your fault. Do you want it to be your fault, wife?
Then I will be crabby for the whole afternoon.
It's funny because it's true.
That's not true. If the Bills lose, I don't get mad at my wife. I do. My energy lessons, I would say.
Okay.
What is your number one, Alan?
Number one.
So my number one is bonfires, because I love going out to bonfires and just hanging out with my friends.
Especially now that you can't do karaoke.
Yeah, well, I also don't know if we could, like, legally, I'm using air quotes, have a bonfire either, because yet you're still limited to like X number of people at outside events and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's like 200.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I still don't know if all my friends will be able to make it. I'm
you have
very
so many
popular.
Friends.
But and as I said, bonfires are something you can do during the summer. But the problem with doing it during the summer is it's super hot, so you don't also need a hot fire. And it doesn't get dark until...
True, like, it doesn't get dark sometimes till like midnight here.
Yeah, and you're not... Nobody wants to do a bonfire in the daylight.
Yeah, may as well do fireworks during the day.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like just... You just put on a little sweater and stand by the fire. And even though it's a little chillier at night, you're still perfectly comfortable. And you just throw on some like music and grab a couple drinks and... You have a good time with your friends.
Just don't fall in the fire. That would
just
be,
don't fall in the fire.
That's the random ship advice of the week. My number one most favorite thing about fall is the Christmas season.
What?
I love the Christmas season. And I know, oh, that's winter. It is not. Winter starts December 21st and Christmas is December 24th, which means from like...
Christmas so is December 25th.
Well, Christmas Eve is we celebrate on the 24th.
Okay. I just want people to know that you're not
I know a
stupid.
Calendar. This actually proves I know the calendar because majority of the Christmas season is in fall. So that is why it is the number one thing about fall, Christmas season.
I agree with you, and I was thinking about putting something like holidays because you get like, I mean, not that... Halloween's necessarily an actual
but
holiday.
But there's Thanksgiving.
There's Thanksgiving. You can't really knock Remembrance Day.
Nope. That would not be good.
Nope. And then also Christmas season, but I was like, but it's very heavily carried by Christmas, and I just didn't know if you'd let that fly.
Oh, I let it fly, buddy. Christmas movies start like end of November.
True.
Christmas music starts playing on the radio if you want that, or just go to Spotify and download a playlist. Yeah. Everyone is just in a better mood. Even last year when we were locked down and couldn't leave our houses, people were still in a better mood around Christmas than before. They couldn't even see their families, and they're like, this sucks, but at least we have sugar cookies. This sucks, but at least a claymation deer is on the screen.
Don't get me started on Rudolph.
Huh, I still think it's better than Little Drummer Boy. Little Drummer Boy's creepy. Not like the story, just how they animate him. He's creepy.
Isn't it all the same animation?
Yeah, it's all like Rankin Bass or whatever that's called.
But that's creepier than the weird, gross, abominable snowman.
Yes! Yes, it is! There's no argument. So all I'm saying is, the food is good around Christmas, the company True. Is good, the True. Music is good, if not sometimes annoying. TV is good, everyone's in a good mood, you got parades usually, and they all take place in the fall. Anyway, Alan, what is this week's ship fact?
This week's ship fact is... There's a ship that was designed to withstand any natural disaster on water. The MPI Adventure is a turbine installation vessel built in China that has an engine, a 2,000 horsepower engine, allowing it to be very nimble on the water. But its most unique feature is that it was designed to stand up with its six legs. I'm using air quotes again. Very easy to see on a podcast.
I can feel it, though.
That allow it to sit above the sea level and operate in waves that are 10 meters tall and with wind speeds of 36 meters per second.
Once again, the sea is a scary beast. You can be dragged down to her watery depths and never see the light of day again.
True. You should write a novel.
That's all I got.
Oh, you should write a sentence.
I will. It'll be on our Instagram at Random Ship the Podcast. Everyone, that brings to a conclusion our 44th journey. Thank you so much for joining us.
And have a great week, everybody. Cows don't seem very smart.
That watch the TV, I watch the news, make you afraid, the news, you know? Put all these stories on, Iraq, Iran, North Korea, you know, try to scare you, you know? But does it ever really scare you? Like, you ever wake up in the middle of the night, North Korea! That little tiny country across the ocean. I wonder if they'll get me. Plus, didn't MASH settle that like 20 years ago? Why'd I have to watch that stupid show? There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. That had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but... No, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy, and... I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But you'd think at that point the world would go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. I mean, what do you think you are, Mars or something?